ones, because they are the ones who go to church. Because from our understanding, these are some of the things that we said that should not happen at this point of the committee. So, DG, I see another council vote. And I don't think you want us to take us there, because it wasn't my parliament. So should we be? So I'm not a candidate. Thank you. Are we going to vote?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to align me with what the Honourable Moss said and what you said. This is unforgivable, and I've read a tendency in this sort of, you know, in the entities. The entities that are running smoothly, they are on time, where they have to be, all the members, and I don't want to mention names. But if you look at the entities that are not doing well, and with the extension in the structures, the organization of the entity, this is what we see. They are running away, they want to duck and dive the problems, and I think that is the problem. And I think, Chairperson, the DD said that there's another meeting and he will be here. I'm thinking he's not even on the plane to Cape Town yet. He's not going to pitch up today because he's still in Pretoria or Johannesburg or wherever, and that is unforgivable. And that's the main problem we have. And people are saying we are not doing our oversight role, and that's nonsense. I don't want to be accused because entities are not doing what they are supposed to do. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Mtafana.
Honourable Chairperson, really, we don't want to be seen as if we are impossible. Really, this is really not acceptable. Usara is one of the worst men
in the worst performance
that appear before us. And as you are saying, Honourable Chairperson, we are seeing new faces here. We don't know how they were employed. You know, we are public reps. We are being approached by people, members of the public. So there are questions really we would love to ask from the board, because these people have been appointed by the board. If Dr. Somafigain, for whatever reason, is unable to come before us, he is not the only member of the board. He should have delegated someone else to come here if he takes us very seriously. This is really unacceptable, really.
Thank you, members. I think DG, maybe it wasn't human rights today. I would have said they must take and go. Because there are many members of the board. There is media there that they. Her first question she was going to ask me, how was the chief financial officer, unfortunately, appointed, Ms. Kate Moses, after a disclaimer, qualified audit, asked to leave by the minister of public works. And because in that office, she was doing horrible. It's not a secret. We're not on a witchcraft, we don't wish hunt or witchcraft mission. We're just doing our work. So that was one of the questions that I was asked this morning. So I got an answer after this. So how do I answer that? Because unfortunately, it doesn't work like this. You are a chair of a board of the seventh branch. Because today, you see, we cannot put the blame only on the chairperson of the board. I believe how many board members are there in process? By now. It's out of nine. Mr. Kav. No more.
Chairperson, bear with me today. Chairperson, we have a meeting on the 2nd of November, 2011. Chairperson, we have a meeting last year, September 2012. Chair, yes, all the things. Still outstanding matters, still unsolved matters, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't think we'll be part of a failure. Chairperson, the person who must give us the we can't proceed with your presentation. And if there's outstanding things, serious things, outstanding of last year's September 22nd presentation, Jefferson. My feeling is even say we're supposed to deal today with that matter and conclude and starting on a new page, the first page of 21-3. We can't be presentations on presentations. Yeah, I have the feeling, you know, every year this time of the year, then most of the departments then be dealing with the same matter of boards. I don't know if you go to that one of yesterday, but we have a temple for the Chairperson, really, we can't go on like this. Chairperson, we have outstanding answer matters on the issue of the CFO, all this, those CEO.
Yeah, I know when you're angry.
And then you can continue, the list is long. Staff who complain and raise, but hiring and firing and all those things, Chairperson. In the sense that the CEO speaks so nicely and presents so nicely on Monday on TV the issue of traditional heritage sites and things. But in the other side, there is no progress. What is this? So under the covers, the things that we are putting under the covers, and then we move. History will judge us, Chairperson. History will judge us. I just want to stop there. I have really a feeling you can't do sit without not addressing the outstanding.
Okay. I think you can get the feeling of the house. I think I'll be lenient. I think there's tea outside. If there's no one board member in the next 10 minutes, then we'll ask Sarah to leave. So I'll just ask for 10 minutes, even if we can get somebody in Cape Town. If Abuknam Tozayo, then I'll ask Sarah to leave and then I'll release a press statement. Because some of these appointments, we don't know them, we never asked Sarah to appoint anybody. We said we want a breakdown also of those traveling costs. All the things that we requested, I did not see them in the presentation. You know, what cutting costs have been done, what changes have been done, as of the presentation, as agreed upon. We'll break 10 minutes, there's fresh tea outside. If there's no one in 10 minutes, I'll ask Sarah to leave. Thank you.